Atrium Health says its contract with a new anesthesiology provider will save patients money. The health system ended its nearly four-decade relationship with Southeast Anesthesiology Consultants and is starting with a new company this summer. Now, Southeast is suing Atrium and the new provider for working together to prevent them from keeping the business. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Responding to a lawsuit, Atrium says it did not provide confidential business information to a consultant hired to review its anesthesiology care model. Atrium's chief operations officer, Ken Haynes, also denied that Atrium conspired with that consultant to oust Southeast Anesthesiology and its parent company, Bendax, from the market.
There's no merit whatsoever in that lawsuit, and we will defend it completely.
That consultant, Dr. Tom Wary, and his newly formed company, Scope Anesthesia of North Carolina, will start with a new team of anesthesiologists July 1.
We know that based on the reputation and the reporting that you all have done from Dr. Wary, that he will be successful.
Wary says he's nearly completed hiring for three hospitals and is halfway to filling the spots for the rest. What's important, according to Atrium, is the makeup of medical practitioners that work together to give patients anesthesia for surgery. A big reason Southeast says it's suing is because of staffing changes in Wary's August consulting presentation. Both Atrium and Wary dispute claims they will increase how many patients anesthesiologists will take care of simultaneously. Dr. Brent Matthews, surgeon-in-chief, says that presentation included a variety of models.
What was agreed upon was something that was right down the middle. We as a system did not feel comfortable with the very aggressive models.
Atrium also says it's saving the system and patients money. Haynes says that will happen because patients will now get one bill instead of two.
Will that one bill be less than the two bills combined?
Absolutely. Yeah, the out-of-pocket component of what the patient will pay going forward will be less than what it has been historically.
Haynes says a larger portion of money a patient pays will go to Atrium to pay for the nurses, which are already on Atrium's payroll and not Scope, the new provider. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.